Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.
Hello, it's week two of the Foot Weekly podcast in FIFA 20, and it is the patron exclusive bonus episode week. This is the bonus podcast preview episode, so the start of the podcast for everyone to enjoy. And this week, it is one to watch, so we'll be discussing that, and we'll be talking about plenty of gameplay tips too. We have with us comedian, voice of Love Island, and Twitch streamer, Ian Sterling. Hello, Ian.
Hello.
How have you found your first week?
Really, really enjoyable. I've really enjoyed it, and it's the first time I've streamed it all as well, so it's like double fun. Nice. To sort of do it with a bunch of like-minded FIFA fans. And also, I'm back on the pod, and I believe, thanks to the patrons, I've got myself a hat-trick ball.
Yeah, and because we reached the patron goals, our other guest on the podcast has also got himself a hat-trick ball, and that is Andy AJ3. Andy, how are we doing?
Hat-trick ball owner and elite FIFA player.
Elite FIFA player?
Squad battles, but we don't mention that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And also, someone was telling me that I should ask you if you're a woolly back.
Am I a wool? Nah.
You're not a wool. What is a wool?
All right, so, okay. So, like, the colloquial thing of it is, a wool is someone who's not actually from Liverpool, but says that they are. What it actually comes from is, this is a bit of tidbit of information that maybe the people who even use it won't know. It used to be, obviously, Liverpool's a dock, and the people who had the worst jobs in the dock used to carry the wool from like the skin sheep and stuff like that around. So they'd be like hauling stuff around the docks. So they'd be literally people with wool on their back, and they'd be like the lowest people in society. So then it was like an insult to come, and then it evolved to mean like someone from Birkenhead. And they're trying to say, you're not actually from Liverpool, you're a wool, but I actually am.
And
who cares really? Anyway.
I care, and I thoroughly enjoyed that little anecdote actually.
Are you actually Scottish, Ian?
I am, mate. I'm a hairy back.
Are you a fleecy back?
I'm a fleecy back through and through, mate.
I was going to say, talking of woolly back, Steve, our next guest, you're over 40.
Yeah. happy to be back on Social History Weekly.
Social History Weekly, yeah. And but actually, you have to keep yourself quite hairless being a fireman, right?
I do,
he actually doesn't have any eyebrows anymore.
So, since the last podcast, plenty has happened, mainly the One to Watch promotion. I thought we'd probably start off by chatting a bit about One to Watch, what we thought. I always used to ask Jamie, the Foot Economist, back in the day, what rating he'd give different promotions. So why don't we start with that and maybe a short bit about what we think of the promo in general. Let's start with Steve then. What have you made of it so far?
It looks pretty good, Ben. It's kind of irrelevant to me at this point with my coin count.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't actually engaged in terms of buying players or anything. Like the card design, I think there's some interesting selections, and that's about it, really.
The Ndombele, obviously, that's something that most people should be able to achieve, right?
Yeah, the objectives. It's not something that I'm particularly targeting. I think that through just general gameplay, if I find myself getting close, if I activate a few of them accidentally, then I'll probably look at completing it later on. Not something that I'm sort of going out of my way for at the moment. I'm not using a Premier League team, but can certainly see the attraction, and it would be a useful card for anybody, I think, really.
Mm-hmm.
Just stash in their club. So not something that I'm going to go out of my way for, but something that I will get if the opportunity arises, so to speak.
I mean, I think Ndombele is the kind of player that is worth going out of your way for, especially if he gets a few upgrades. But Andy, have you actually got him already?
I've got him already, yeah. FIFA nerds, aren't I?
Yeah.
I also packed Sissoko on my Road to Glory in advanced SBCs, sold him for 40k, did some objectives and packed him again in untradeable two-player packs, and I've got the perfect link for free. Last week, that would have cost you 65,000 coins, Blaze, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've absolutely
smashed it.
The FIFA gods are smiling on you, basically. Yeah. What have you thought of the promo generally?
I haven't paid attention to it. I obviously know who they all are, but I haven't looked at them and thought, George, you know what I'm going to do on my Road to Glory? I'm going to get myself one to watch Griezmann. That obviously isn't going to happen at the moment anyway. It's fine, isn't it? It's just the start of FIFA. It's one to watch. It is what it is. It's just the first promo. It's not the most amazing thing. Everyone's the same rating as the card, bar like Coutinho and I swear someone else is in the info, but I can't remember who it is. That's the one. Yeah. I was thinking about this before because I assumed you're going to ask me like what I thought of FIFA out of 10.
Oh, okay.
just overall. And I was just having to think about it and thinking like, the gameplay's all right, needs fixing, there's some annoying stuff. Maybe I give it a 7 or 8. But live content, and I was like, wait, you can't give it a 10 because that St. Maximum SBC was stupid. But solid, like, 9.5, like the season objectives, the want to watch promo, the overall stuff. It's been pretty good. That St. Maximum is more likely to get relegated than an inform, and he's 70k. But other than that, it's pretty good.
Yeah, the St. Maxim card was slightly frustrating. I also think the Joseph Martinez card was pretty overpriced as well. I mean, that cost you like 100k or so for an MLS striker.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it.
Doesn't even have 4-star skills. Both those cards compared to Lewandowski.
I bet it's that you get Lewandowski, he looks like really great value.
Just a bit odd. If they were all, you know, overpriced, that would make more sense. But the fact that Lewandowski is much more reasonably priced was a surprise to me. Yeah, anyway, Ian, how have you found it? One to watch and the game more generally?
I think, the game in general, I'm really, really enjoying. I think there is that sort of skill gap is sort of back from like FIFA 19. The defending I find really rewarding. I can, like, if I'm playing FIFA and I make a particularly good like tackle, if someone's on the edge of the box or something, I feel very proud of myself and it's enjoyable, which is the whole point of a computer game. The one to watch promotion, I think, is actually bodes quite well in terms of the design's pretty cool on the cards. I'm not quite sure about the little blue star that goes over the edge. There's something in me that unsettles me a little bit. It's like an 8-year-old that's not quite managed to do the colouring in between the lines. But then with that and Ndombele objectives and stuff, if they do more of that throughout the season and they manage to get it right with a sort of gradual progression of cards to match where people's teams will be at, we could be looking at getting some pretty cool and exciting cards throughout the season. And it's just, again, it's at the minute it feels like they're trying to set up options for people who have got the coins or the FIFA points to do stuff, and also people that are willing to grind, which is what it feels like has been absent in previous FIFAs on occasion. So yeah, I think it looks great. I can't pack one despite 60,000 FIFA points, but apart from that, we're all good.
Yeah, I think I wanted to come back to Steve's point about Ndombele actually, and I feel like the card is actually pretty phenomenal for this stage in the game. It's a card that's about 20k, which before this promo came, which is actually quite valuable for a card that EA were basically giving away in quote marks at this stage. He's got 4-star skills, he's 5'11", he's got a decent weak foot, he's actually quite well-rounded as a player. His shooting's a bit poor, but he's an 87 rated central midfielder if you put Artist on him. So he's got some pretty nice stats. And with Shadow, he looks like a pretty ideal box-to-box midfielder.
Yeah, I'd say I had him for a little bit of the start of FIFA. With Shadow, he's really good box-to-box. And with pace, seeming like, especially when you're trying to run around cutting passing lines and manually defend, he's really a Shadow. You've got him in that hole every now and again. Really good.
Mm. Yeah, he's strong. He's got 85 interceptions. And he's one of those really satisfying players where you boost his pace with Shadow and he gets 99 acceleration exactly. So no waste there. And 86 sprint speed as well. And he's really, really good on the dribbling without any boost at 87. It's a really strong stat. And then 84 short passing is really solid. So I think he's a really good card, and to be able to pick him up for basically free. And you can combine a lot of the objectives together to complete them quicker. So actually, it probably has taken... I mean, there's one that takes quite a few games because it involves getting assists over a 10-game... I think minimum 10 games. But apart from that, I mean...
Well, all the squad battle stuff, you can just set it to your level to world class. And if you're fairly good at the game, you can knock out three or four of the objectives in a game, really. Mm. The crosses, I think, and this sort of the Italian, Belgium, and something else. There's a load
of. Yeah, you just sub them on at the end and score a finesse on someone's debut, and you can do them all in one go.
I was just subbing on Benteke, and it was working pretty well. Get Benteke in there, banging in the headers. And actually, people have been struggling a little bit with headers. It's something we're going to talk about in the gameplay section in the second half. I don't know. I think it's been pretty good. I think there's always a thing with one to watch that obviously the cards aren't actually better, obviously, in most cases. I mean, there's not the same improvement in terms of your gameplay if you pick up one of these cards, but there's a few players that I'm pretty interested in. If you look at Lucas Hernandez, I don't know what he is on PlayStation actually, but he's about 95k at the time of recording.
But you're still playing on Xbox, Ben.
Ben, you've got a podcast where you're meant to come across as someone that's knowledgeable in the game.
I don't want to miss out on those loyalty packs, you know.
That's a very good point. I didn't get my one to watch pack actually from PlayStation, so we've got an issue. We've got beef now actually.
So Lucas Hernandez, he's about 95k on Xbox. If you look at his regular gold card at the moment, I mean, it's pushing 70k, I think. So you're only paying 20k or so more. I think Lucas Hernandez, could be wrong about this, is actually playing left back most of the time. And that means that if he gets an inform, it might well be at left back. And therefore, you know, the centre back one to watch would be quite valuable. You've got to wonder whether he would get an inform, because he is, after all, a centre back, especially if he's playing a left back. But he got an inform or two last year, and looks a decent card. I don't know whether there's anyone that other people have used, just their base card, and thinks that they're one to watch. If they get a special card, could be quite good.
Well, for me, Pepe looks quite interesting, only because he had such a great season last year. And I've watched not enough of Arsenal this year, but I've got a couple of mates that are season ticket holders, God bless them. And he is, like, especially in this sort of fantasy football front and stuff, when I watch him, I'm like, he always seems to be kicking it with the chance of just knocking a few in. And you just think with this Pepe card, if he goes on like a little month, I could see him getting like a player of the month. If he goes on a nice, do you know what I mean, like a nice run of like three or four games, gets a couple of informs, and that card could shoot up. And with like the stats he's got at the minute, it could be a really, that could be a really interesting sort of like card for even up to like Christmas, like a few decent informs. So that Pepe one I've definitely got my eyes on. I don't know how much he is at the minute.
Oh, mate, his normal 83 rated cards was like 70k or something mental like that before one to
watch. Oh, yeah, so it'll be absolutely mad.
The normal one's gone up to 90 and the one to watch is 200.
Okay, in that case, forget everything I just said. What an absolute rip. No, I think a couple of informs.
I mean, the hype that would happen if he actually scores two goals, like that card's going to just fly because people...
Well, that's another thing. Even at 200k, you're right. If he scores a goal in the first half for Arsenal, you're making 20,000-30,000 coins straight away if you sell him there.
Yeah,
and
minimum,
then.
Yeah.
Three-star weak foot, which is always, I think, particularly from how I've been playing FIFA this year, is a bit annoying. But other than that, it looks pretty interesting. And again, even though he seems a bit overpriced at the minute, I still think he's a good investment if he hits a bit of form in the next few weeks.
I think the point to make about a lot of these, if you keep across, I think there are a couple of different apps that people use to keep an eye on players scoring and things like that. You can get notifications to your phone, and you don't need a player to get an inform to make a profit on a one to watch card. You just need them to basically score. If they're the first goal scorer in a game, they've got a really good chance of actually getting massively hyped up, especially at this stage when they're one of the few sort of dynamic items people are looking at.
I was about to say that you guys might know this more than me, but I definitely found, like, especially because we've only had the one to watch promo, in the same way fantasy football, you find yourself like enjoying a game that have got none of your teams in it just because, like, you've got a Bournemouth defender and you want to see if they keep a clean sheet. I think a lot of FIFA people will watch, you can find yourself watching a random, like, League 1 match to see if, like, a card is going to score a goal for Paris Saint-Germain. So you do find that these one-to-watch cards, the prices of them in the first few weeks go absolutely, like, do you mean absolutely mad? Like, if Rodri even started for Man City, you could see that card, like, do you mean, flying
jumping
up in price.
Yeah, sure.
Again, even like a Haller for West Ham, he's always there or thereabouts with a score, and it's not quite happened for him yet, but if he starts knocking a couple in.
Andy, were you saying you've used João Felix, or did you just trade him?
No, I've got João Felix. I bought one on my Road to Glory, actually, that I still need to sell as an investment. Bought it for 10k as normal.
How have you been finding him?
He's decent. I'll tell you who'd be a good little investment. About the unfortune of playing against some guy in Div Rivals yesterday who was mental at FIFA. He had normal Brandt, and he was mental as well. Like, he's 6'1", four star. Cam with 82 pace, 85 dribbling, 81 pass. That's just his base card. Like, imagine he gets an informer too. I mean, he plays for Dortmund. Other than when they play Bayern, they're probably going to win. I mean, I haven't watched the Bundesliga, so I could be making that up, but I assume that's how it goes still. So he's like their marquee signing, wasn't he? Him and Hazard. So he's obviously going to be playing, and you would assume he's going to get a few informs.
I was just going to very quickly, the other thing you got to assume is if they keep him with the Bundesliga player of the month, so people, if they keep being as affordable as Lewandowski, people are going to find themselves with a bunch of untradeable Bundesliga players that they want to get links to as well
in this squad. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Lewandowski is really good value, I think. I mean, it's not a massive upgrade on his base card, but actually the price on it compared to some of the other SBCs is pretty good. Right then, I think we're going to leave the preview there. We're going to be discussing a little bit more about content and a lot about gameplay in the bonus preview podcast. I can't stress enough how important the Patreon is. Although we're a big podcast, one of the biggest gaming podcasts in the UK, unfortunately, advertising is still a numbers game and it's just not particularly great. The revenue wouldn't come close to covering the costs of running the podcast. And the great thing about Patreon is the more patrons we get, the more time I can put into creating content for all of you. And so if you can spare $3 a month to get all that bonus podcast action, then you might as well. To sign up, it's super quick and easy, and the podcasts are really easy to get through your various podcast apps. Just go to bit.ly/morepod. That's bit.ly/morepod. So finally then, thank you very much for joining us. See you next week. And a big thanks to Fethead, to our patrons, and to those Icon patrons. Shane W, Dave B, Hunter B, Martin M, Lewis L, Matthew L, Stephen M, Anthony R, also ran, DJ FIFA Player, Liam, Tenacious C, Alan G, Alistair, Paul, Dominic, Chris W, Rob P, Andrew T, Roger DC, Dan W, Matt H, Alan M, Savage P, Tyler M, Sam MG, and Gabe N. See you next week. It's been a pleasure.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.